With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The Cayman Islands Airports Authority is rolling out new vehicle security checks at Owen Roberts International Airport later this month. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more on what travelers and drivers need to know.
New safety and security protocols will take effect at Owen Roberts International Airport on the 20th of May, bringing curbside vehicle inspections in line with international aviation standards. The Cayman Islands Airports Authority says the changes follow requirements from Air Safety Support International and recommendations from the International Civil Aviation Organization. Now, under these new measures, any vehicle entering the curbside area may be subject to visual inspection by trained CIAA security officers. And that includes checks of the interior and storage areas. The authority says it will also work closely with the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service when it's needed. Members of the public are reminded not to travel to the airport with prohibited items in their vehicles, including weapons, flammable items, and explosives. For those who want to avoid the curbside checkpoint altogether, there is an alternative. You can use the pickup and drop-off option in the short-term parking lot. It offers 5 minutes of free parking and is located just before the curbside checkpoint entrance. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
In other news,
it's been quite a number of years since it's been held in the Cayman Islands, so we're really excited to have it back.
Water Authority Cayman and Consolidated Water are co-hosting the 2026 Biennial Conference and Exhibition with the Caribbean Desalination Association this week at the Marriott. Consolidated Water's Carlene Singh tells Radio Cayman this year's theme is the Nexus of Water, Energy, and Environment, optimizing desalination and reuse for regional resilience.
Cayman is already very resilient because we have 100% desalinated water. You know, right next door in Jamaica or other islands, they do feel the effects of drought on their islands. So building resilience, really, with desal, it makes you sort of independent of any amount of rainfall or drought conditions, things like that. You have your almost infinite supply, right, from the ocean, as we've seen here on the island. In the case of hurricanes, you know, and other big storms, our supply is virtually unaffected. We build for that.
The regional conference brings together decision makers, water utility leaders, and researchers from the Caribbean for discussions on the current state of the industry, as well as its future outlook. The opening ceremony today will feature the minister with responsibility for the Water Authority, the Honorable Nicholas DaCosta, as keynote speaker. The program will provide an opportunity for industry professionals to share stories and experiences through, quote, applied research and technical papers, case studies, and panel discussions. Government is moving to modernize how notaries public are regulated and is asking them for feedback on proposed changes. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
All notaries publicly registered in the Cayman Islands have been emailed a survey link from the Portfolio of Legal Affairs, inviting them to comment on amendments to the Notaries Public Act. The proposed changes are intended to modernize the regulatory framework and keep Cayman's legal and financial services in line with international standards. Government proposals include limiting future notary appointments to Caymanians, mandatory training and continuing education for non-attorney notaries, and professional indemnity insurance for those who do not already have coverage. Officials also plan new fitness and good character standards and confidentiality requirements. After the stakeholder survey, there will be a 28-day public consultation before the bill goes to Parliament. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Some British cabinet ministers have rallied round Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Sir Keir said he would continue working and leading despite 80 Labour MPs and reportedly several cabinet ministers calling for him to step down following poor local election results. Pakistan has rejected US media reports that it's sheltering Iranian military aircraft. It said the planes were being used to transport diplomats during peace talks. An indigenous group in Australia has been awarded more than $100 million after its land was mined for iron ore without permission. A court ruled that Fortescue caused significant damage to the cultural heritage of the Yindjibundi people. President Zelensky says Russia has launched more than 200 drones at targets in Ukraine following the end of a three-day ceasefire. The Russian military said it had shot down 27 Ukrainian drones. Israel's parliament has approved a law to set up special military trials for Palestinians accused of taking part in the deadly Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023. The tribunal will be able to pass death sentences. BBC News.